Blackburn 2, Arsenal 1. Another hugely disappointing day for Arsenal. Having taken the lead through Robin van Persie, it looked as if we might go on and get the points we need to secure third place. It wasn't to be. The two goals we conceded were atrocious. The first from a corner, Roberts fouled Fabianski as the ball was coming across. Fabianski got a hand on it. Would have done better had he not been fouled, but Nasri at the back post let David Dunn get goal side of him. So when the ball came back across goal, it was an easy tap in for the man with the biggest head in football. The second goal, there's absolutely no excusing Fabianski, though he should have been stronger. Blackburn targeted him at the corners, as they would. When you've got a weak goalkeeper, why wouldn't you target him? They put men around and made it difficult for him, and to his credit, he did reasonably okay for the most part with those and made some decent saves on the day. However, it was another awful, awful decision. He came for the ball, didn't get anywhere near it, and it basically landed on Samba's head and went in to make it 2-1. Arsenal didn't really have any chances. Arshavin had a shot when he came on, which was saved, which is about the only thing he did. Carlos Vela, earlier on, very early on, after about 3 minutes, managed to miss an open goal from about 3 yards out, and from the right-hand post, missed it wide of the left-hand post. It was quite an unbelievable miss. I don't know how he did it, but only Carlos Vela could do that. Arsenal might have had a penalty when Salgado fouled Robin van Persie. However, Blackburn also might have had a penalty when Sol Campbell fairly went through the back of Pedersen. Pedersen, however, should not have been on the pitch, as his foul on van Persie, which got him a yellow card, was a straight red all day long. He hacked over the ball and straight onto van Persie's shins. It was reminiscent of the foul on Ramsey, Shawcross on Ramsey. It was awful. I don't know how he didn't get a red card for that. A really shocking decision from the ref. That's not to suggest that the ref is at fault. Arsenal are at fault. We didn't play well. Carlos Vela started his first Premier League game of the season, and you can see why it was his first Premier League game of the season. Thank you, Carlos. Adios. Goodbye. I've had enough. You're not good enough. Eduardo came on, did nothing. Arshavin came on, had one shot. Armand Traore at left back did not look like he was even interested in playing the game. During the second half, got the ball, knocked it back to his centre half, never interested in going forward, didn't want to be there. And if that kind of attitude is prevalent in the team, there's no way you're going to win a game, especially against a team like Blackburn that are going to work their fucking socks off. We just didn't perform today, and the season is ending on such a down note. Arsene Wenger went off looking very, very unhappy indeed. But ultimately, Arsene, these are your players, and these are the performances that your players are giving you. He has to look at the personnel in this squad. I know we've got loads of injuries. I know we've got players missing. But there's absolutely no excuse for the lack of fight, the lack of urgency, especially when we're 2-1 down. We still had 20-odd minutes to get back into the game. And we just coasted. We didn't look like we were that bothered at all. And the difference, and the thing is now, of course, is that we need points against Fulham on the final day of the season to secure third place. And people will say, well, Fulham are going to play this reserve side because they got the Europa Cup final, all that. What about those Fulham reserves who want to show that they're worth a place in the final squad, who want a Europa League final medal if they can get one? They're going to play their socks off on the final day of the season. And if Arsenal play the same way on the final day of the season as they did today, then we're not getting anything from that game. Doesn't matter if Fulham play 11 kids, we won't get anything from the game. Really, really poor. Very disappointing result. Not good enough. Some of the performances today were absolutely abject. A new goalkeeper is required. You can't keep giving a guy chances when he's proved time and time again that he will cost you goals. And I'm sorry for Fabianski, but fuck him. Sorry, he's just not good enough. And again, a mistake by Fabianski has cost Arsenal points, and who knows how crucial those points are going to be come the end of the season. Sort it out, Mr. Wenger. Blackburn 2, Arsenal 1.